Folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo at the Braselton Civic Center. I have with me a travel agent, and I'll just tell the whole world I'm ready to get back to Mexico anytime now that all the storms are gone. So I'm going to be talking to this lady. I have with me Lisa Lewis, Better Travel Planning.
Yeah,
Lisa,
that's
how
me.
How are you?
I'm great.
That's you.
Ready to go. Adventure's my middle name.
You ready to go to Mexico? Let's go.
Mexico, Europe.
Cancun. Riviera Maya.
Absolutely.
Cabana 28 at the...
Private Cabana.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Always.
At the Imperial Day something, Imperial, the Valentin.
Yep. That's one of them.
In Riviera Maya. Yep. I know that place well.
Yep. Beautiful. Beautiful there.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
A lot of heavy investment in tourism in Mexico for good reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, those beautiful beaches, white beaches.
Yep, and, you know, if you're local to the Georgia area, it's a very easy flight, particularly since we're a Delta hub. It actually is a huge advantage to travelers in Georgia because it gives you access to pretty much anything in the Western or Eastern Caribbean very easily.
Well, the Southeast in general is the perfect place to be.
I would agree.
And the state of Georgia, just, you know, cherry on the top.
Amen. I'm with you there.
The great state.
Yes,
of.
Yes.
Travel agent, what got you into this?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Did you just wake up one morning? I'm a travel agent. No, really.
No,
I am.
No. Actually, I am a former homeschool mom. I had homeschooled four of my children. My youngest had about 2 more years of school left, and it was sort of like, gee, what do I want to do when I grow up? We are Disney Vacation Club owners, and so I started by helping families plan their trips to Disney, giving them my insight from our years of many vacations to Disney, helping people navigate Disney World so that they could feel that they had the best investment for their time there. And I still continue to do that. But when I decided to become a travel agent, I definitely branched out. Certainly since 2020, I was shown the value of offering different options to my clients. You know, definitely not a one-size-fits-all business.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter graduated high school. I had a lot more time. And so this is something that I do full-time now, which also gives me more of an opportunity to help people plan different types of travel.
Cruises.
Viking River.
Oh, wow.
Oceania.
Alaskan. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I guess whatever the client is yearning for.
I will say, I don't take on every trip.
Really?
I do not. I have had clients come to me with specific requests that I do not feel comfortable or qualified for.
Okay.
I actually had someone ask me today about planning a trip to Australia and New Zealand, which would be a fully independent trip. That's just not really my area of expertise. They didn't really want to do like a pre-planned tour trip. Because I can do that. I can easily say, oh, you want to go to Australia and join a tour? Well, I can hook you up with a tour operator. That's not what they were looking for. So I'm going to maybe connect them to another travel advisor that would be better suited to their needs.
I got you.
So I'm not going to be everything to everybody. I would encourage people to reach out to me so that we can decide that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm not at everything. Can't do everything.
You may very well know people who can help.
Absolutely, yes.
You're a connector.
I am very well connected, yes. I am part of Travel Leaders Network, which is a overarching consortia for travel agents and travel advisors or travel agencies. Travel's kind of a multi-layered type of business. So yes, it's very nice that I do have those kinds of connections for sure.
Now, do you book for groups, like a high school or college reunion or something like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A big cruise for 50. I don't know.
Can do that. Actually, yeah. One of the things that a lot of people do not realize is that cruise lines can do fundraising groups.
Really?
Yes. Royal Caribbean's actually really very good about it. You could have a group of people that come on board as a fundraiser, and part of their fare is going to be donated to whatever organization or nonprofit that they select.
That is really cool.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Probably not. And it's definitely something I really enjoy putting together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. How do the folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can email me, lisa@bettertravelplanning.com. You can find me on Facebook, Better Travel Planning.
Social media,
yep. My Instagram is Adventures by Lisa Lewis.
Nice.
I'm out there. You can probably just Google Lisa Lewis.
Just Google her.
Yep. Better Travel Planning. Yep.
Better Travel Planning. Lisa, thank you for stopping by the table.
It's my pleasure.
Has the expo been good for you?
Oh, it's been great. Good. I have loved being here.
It's
really
been fun.
Enjoyed
it's been fun.
Meeting, yes, the local business owners as well as the people who came in to visit us.
Yeah.
I would say this has been a tremendous success. I'm excited for the next one.
The day went quick, didn't it?
It kind of did, yeah.
I think it did.
It did, yeah.
We got a little break for lunch, thank goodness.
We did.
I was dying.
And
I
we had great food.
Oh, well, yeah.
Really enjoyed the food.
Leather and Lace catering events.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Yep. Highly recommend.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Folks, we'll talk with you soon.